Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. This morning I was talking all about the Sport and Rec Centre in the Limestone Coast. Now I am in two minds. I think it's an absolutely sensational idea. I think it will be fantastic for the community. I think it'll bring people to the Limestone Coast. Am I ever going to walk into a Sport and Rec Centre? Probably not with a body like this. Not unless I'm hosting something or unless I'm going to a function or maybe a band event that comes to the Limestone Coast and uses the facilities that will be the Sport and Rec Centre. But as I said, because there's so much talk on social media at the moment about the Sport and Rec Centre, there are people that vehemently oppose it. There are people who are hoping that this sports complex comes to fruition. It's a bit like me using the main corner or the library. There are a lot of people that have never walked into the main corner, and I am utterly amazed at that. It is a fantastic space. I am amazed that there are people that have never walked into the library, and that too is incredible, and the staff do amazing work. And I suppose if you look at those services from the council and the idea of the Sport and Rec Centre, it's what goes around comes around. We all use different parts of council services across the Limestone Coast, and the Sport and Rec Centre is just going to be part of that. So to talk all about the Sport and Rec Centre this morning, I have got Barbara from council with me. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
I am fantastic. I really do think that the Sport and Rec Centre is going to be absolutely huge. And right now, we have a mammoth question that is being asked of all of us in the Blue Lake City.
Yes, we do. So everybody will be receiving in their post, if they haven't already, the survey. The survey's got an information sheet that explains some of the costings. It gives some visualisation of what the facility will look like, has a little bit of a context statement that outlines it, and most importantly is the survey itself. So there's the question, which is based on the design and the information on the sheet provided, do you support the development of the community and recreation hub? And it's a simple yes or no. And what we're encouraging everybody to do is to participate, whether you're a yes or a no, but to participate in the survey, tick your the box that's appropriate for you, pop it into the reply paid envelope and get it into the post by the 21st of December. So that's, we're encouraging everyone to do that. So then we, at the end, when we get the result, we, the more people that participate, the better indication we have as to what the sentiment is within the community towards this facility.
Barb, number one, council has released a whole host of information about the Sport and Rec Centre.
Correct.
It looks incredible from the concept design photos so far.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing to think that there are people still in the Limestone Coast after probably 5 or 6 months of talking about this, though, that don't realise that we're asking people to vote on it.
I know. And there's some people, which when we were out last weekend, were still unaware of the facility at all. And they're going to be getting something in their post asking for what their thoughts are on it.
Ta-da, surprise.
I know, big surprise. So if you find yourself in that situation, what I would encourage people to do, you can either call us at council and we can answer any questions that you have. You can go onto the Have Your Say tab from the council's website.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's pretty easy. There's a big red box in the photo banner from our website from the homepage. Follow that. Or you can come down to the old Booper shop in Commercial Street.
You guys have been down there for a couple of weeks now answering questions.
We've been down there for about a month.
Mm.
And for this week, we're going to be open from 11 till 3 for anybody who has their questions. We're going to be at the library markets on Sunday, which they're going to be huge.
They are. The Christmas markets are on.
I know. Mm. I know. They've got over 120 stalls.
Bargains.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to be down there. So anybody who has any questions, please feel free to ask us so that you can be informed on it.
Now, Bob, the reason that this is so important is we've got $15 million of federal government funding that the member for Barker, Tony Passon, has assured us will be available if the community are behind this.
Should there be community endorsement? Correct. That's
but
right.
If there's not community endorsement, that $15 million goes...
Correct. That's right.
So
we don't get that $15 million. That will be gone somewhere else.
It will go to another community project somewhere
correct.
In Australia.
That's right.
If we are to get community support for the Sport and Rec Centre, what are the next steps? Because we still have to find a huge amount of money to get to 39.1 million.
So what council's proposing is to try and source 75% of the funding from state and federal government. Hmm. So the 15 million, should we get community endorsement, will come from the federal government. And what council are in the process now is trying to leverage matching funding from the state government.
Bell's got a lot of work to do.
Yes. And also this community survey will help support those endeavours because it will be a big ask. And we don't know until we have an answer what that answer is going to be. But we are going in, and council are going in, to try and see if they can leverage matching funding. So that's the goal. Yeah, so any other questions? We do have people asking questions. So what if you don't get it? What if you get a little bit? What if you get none? There are some people that think it's a done deal. Council are going to do it anyway. Well, actually, that's not the case. Mm. We really need to make sure that we can take each step at a time. First is to be able to have as many people participate in this survey as we can get. Find out what the consensus is within the community. Then source that matching funding, whatever that may be. And once we have an answer from the state government as to what contribution may or may not be, that may be the case, I don't know, then council will be in a position to be able to assess where they're at that point as we move forward. But if all the moons were to align, then it would be 75% funding from federal and state government and then the 9.1 from council.
Which would be sensational.
It would be fantastic. Seriously, the people that have been telling us their stories as to where they're going to access facilities like this, there's a lot of leakage into Western Victoria, which is great for them. However, there are people that have relocated here assuming that we have this type of infrastructure. And this, it would be of value. It would be a huge benefit to our community.
And, Bob, lots of people assume because we're talking about a sport and rec centre that it is sports focused, but it's not just sport that we're looking at. We're looking
at a multi-function
building that's going to be able to have conferences, to hold events for things like concerts and those sorts of things. Mm. It's going to be a community space, which is awesome.
Well, that's, and a lot of thinking has been put into that. Even though we've had some tight timelines, we've been able to get out and speak fairly thoroughly with the community in the design element to be able to incorporate more than just aquatics and sport. We know that we have an arts culture. We have businesses that are looking to have trade shows. We have service clubs looking for national conferences. And we have music performers looking for venues that are big enough and able to have the acoustic treatments and things that they need. So that's been able to be incorporated into the design. We've also been out and we've spoken extensively with people within our community who have disabilities. And to be able to have a facility that has the access ramps to the aquatic areas, to have the change facilities that are required, so that you can actually enjoy a period of time out as a family without being, okay, well, we've got a clock watch because we need to be gone for an hour, or, you know, we can't travel too far because, you know, these types of facilities aren't available to them. So it really has been considered to be inclusive of the community in all spectrums. So when we have the courts, excuse me, we've got two banks of three courts. One of the bank of three courts has the like an all-purpose surface, so that is going to be able to allow for more than just sport use, and that's where your performances and your conferences and even graduation nights for Year 12, they are massive these days. So that type of thing. So it's a little more hard wearing on the floor. You could have tennis and your indoor cricket. So it culminates at a whole heap of uses. And you can have over 1,500 people in there as well. So it's actually a big facility, which then has that flow-on
effect. A huge communal space.
Community space, exactly, but also the CBD and Mount Gambier benefit from that economically as well, socially.
Survey is out now.
Correct, yes.
When does the survey need to be in by?
We need everybody to have their surveys back in the post by the 21st of December.
Barbara, it's been great to talk this morning about the Sport and Rec Centre. Thanks for coming in.
No worries. Thank you.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.